leaving behind huge gashes and crippled opponents. As the last wolf fell, Dylan stood on wavering legs. Just before he would have collapsed, Joe's hand landed on his shoulder and began pouring healing water over the stocky tank. Dylan shook his head, his mind able to function properly again as savage bite marks rapidly vanished from his body. A scout thudded to the ground, falling from its sniping position in the branches of a tree it was planning to ambush them from. Guess landed on the anthropomorphic wolf, using it as a landing pad as her presence was once again known.
3 wolfmen, well, 4 with this one and about 16 wolves in that wave.
Territory dispute. Round survived. 1 out of 5. Experience deferred.
Deferred? Joe asked as he noticed that everyone else was also getting the notification.
You get the experience when you either finish the quest or die,
Tiona told him as she prepared herself for the next wave.
That way you can't level up mid-battle and get fully restored.
Well, that sucks.
Dylan's grumble started up again. He was looking over his wolf leather armor, which was becoming heavily tattered.
At least I'll have plenty of materials to repair this with after the battle.
The next wave progressed in a similar manner, the only real scare being when a wolf used one of its comrades as a springboard and was able to tackle Dylan to the ground. Luckily, this was near the end of the wave, and Joe was able to restore him from only a few health before the next wave began.
Territory dispute. Rounds survived. 2 out of 5. Experience deferred.
This time, something was different. Instead of wolves charging them, a storm of arrows and thin javelins began to whiz through the underbrush. Dylan laughed as his stout shield vibrated from the impact of the projectiles, his reaction time good enough that none of them landed in his body. Joe, Chad, and Guess were the main damage dealers this round, as they needed to seek out the archers and end them from a distance. Joe was able to eliminate 2 of the scouts on his own, then finished off 1 scout who had 3 arrows protruding from his stomach. Not seeing any open wounds on his teammates, Joe was surprised as Chad suddenly fell to his knees, gasping. Looking him over, Joe noticed black lines that had crept up Chad's arm. He swore softly, only now remembering that scouts were known for using poison on their arrows. Activating cleanse, he channeled the spell and worked to expunge the high-leveled poison from his teammate. It was difficult to do, but with his higher understanding of the spell, higher skill level, and the bonus power from channeling, he was able to rid the toxins from the archer's bloodstream.
Skill increased. Cleanse. Beginner 0. Congratulations. You have increased your skill enough that you understand the basic concepts. Since you mainly used this skill to remove poisons and toxins during the novice rankings, Cleanse now has a 10% bonus effectiveness against poison and toxins in the human body.
A piercing scream rang out from the final scout as Guess succeeded in backstabbing it, and it fell to the ground from a branch above them.
Quest complete. Hunting the Hunters. Daily. 10 out of 10 Wolfman scouts have been slain by your party's actions. Return to the quest assigner for any monetary or item rewards. Experience gained. Deferred. Territory dispute. Round survived. 3 out of 5. Experience deferred.
Joe tried to help Chad to his feet, but as he pulled the archer upward, his strength modifier made him fail, and he fell down on top of his surprised teammate.
Sorry.
Joe was flushed with embarrassment.
Seriously, though, I need to put a couple points into strength and constitution. This is getting stupid.
Joe, get your mind in the battle!
Tiona called out as the next wave began. A few arrows arced toward them, but Chad had already regained his feet and returned fire instantly while dodging the missiles. The real trouble appeared as a trio of wolfmen stepped out of the forest, heavy machetes and thick leather armor marking them as vastly different from the creatures they had fought thus far. Joe stared intently at the new threat, attempting to pull up some information on them.
Successful perception check. Wolfman warrior. After standard training and months of hardship, extra strong wolfmen are given their first weapons and armor. The more metal they have on them, the more elite the force. A wolfman fully clad in metal armor and wielding a metal weapon is an absolute elite and a force to be reckoned with. Average level is 8. Perception plus 1. After staring intently, almost lovingly, into the eyes of your foe, your perception has increased to the point that you can attain general knowledge of him. Gain more insight into your enemies to advance your understanding of their being.
These guys are at least level 8, everyone. Joe was surprised by how calm his words sounded. Realistically, he had no idea if he would be effective against this type of enemy.
Finally, a worthy challenge,
Tiona stated dryly, her face coated in sweat as she tried to catch her breath. The three warriors loped toward them, fury in their gaze as they raised their weapons. Chapter 23
Joe, can you slow one of them down? Dylan questioned in a quiet voice. I can't hold against three at once.
Looking over his teammate with a searching stare, Joe saw that he was about to break.
I'll do my best.
His mana reserves were almost full, since healing cost him almost nothing right now. Joe targeted the wolfman warrior that was in front, leading the charge. Joe's hand moved in a specific pattern, and the shadow of the wolf lanced upward into the unprotected shin of the sprinting soldier. There was a disturbing crack of bone as the shin bent around the spike, the force of the running warrior causing the bone to split vertically. Howling, the leading warrior dropped to the ground, weapon flying from his hand. The others ignored him as they continued their assault. Joe wanted to finish off the fallen wolfman, but the others clashed with Dylan, and Joe had no attention to spare. Their attacks were unrefined, brutal but effective. Dylan blocked three strikes before his shield shattered, but he managed to lash out and open the gut of the rightmost attacker. The wolfman whimpered as his intestines saw light for the first time, but continued attacking weakly until all his movements stopped. Tiona dashed in and parried a blow that should have caught Dylan in the neck, leaving the wolfman open to a backstab from Guess. The wolf stiffened as another blade slammed into him, and an arrow slid between his ribs through a gap in the leather armor. Dylan gasped, dropping to his knees as he took a deep breath, cradling his broken arm as the pain finally reached him. He smiled through the pain, happy they had survived the wave.
Guys, I really think we...
Blood poured from Dylan's torn throat as he looked uncomprehendingly at the warrior that had fallen with a shattered leg. The canine bared its teeth in a horrifying snarl before the others managed to put various weaponry into its body.
Party member Dylan has fallen. Experience loss halved due to quest deferring experience gains. Look for him as the sun rises over the eastern horizon. Territory dispute. Rounds survived. 4 out of 5. Experience deferred.
Damn it, no!
Tiona dropped next to Dylan, trying to find any signs of life even though they had all already gotten the notification of his death.
Dylan, I'm so sorry. We weren't ready to push into this area and you told me you didn't want a tank.
Snap out of it, Tiona! Chad called angrily. He'll be back tomorrow and you can feel bad for yourself then. The last wave is starting!
The brush rustled ominously, and all of the humans prepared themselves. Joe frantically channeled cleanse into Tiona, granting her the well-hydrated buff just before the battle started. Out of the forest walked an extra-large wolfman, and the light reflecting from his polished armor caused Joe to blink a few times. A thick bastard sword was held in a single hand as the elite warrior glared at them and looked around at the bodies that were already beginning to rot. A dark rumble grew in its chest, transforming to a howl as it charged them. Twice as fast as the others, the elite warrior crossed the distance in a flash. Joe cast Shadow Spike as the wolfman closed in on Tiona, but its eyes shifted to him, and Joe could see the beast's eyes dilate. As Joe finished the spell, the monster launched himself into the air. The spike appeared from the shadow, but the spell almost instantly collapsed. Not only had jumping taken the wolf out of range, his shadow had shrunk to a tiny circle on the ground, weakening the spell immeasurably. Cleaving downward with his huge sword, the wolf snarled as Tiona rolled out of the way of the ground-shattering blow.
It took two incredibly quick pulls, but then the bastard sword came out of the ground with a spray of soil as the wolf continued his attack. The warrior rolled forward suddenly, and Guess appeared behind him, her daggers only scoring the metal armor as the beast dodged. A backhand caught Guess across the face, and the rogue went flying into a tree. A sound like hail was starting to annoy the wolf, and he glanced over to see Chad firing arrow after arrow into his armor. Targeting weak points, the archer was doing his best to inflict any damage at all, but failing miserably. With the wolf looking in his direction, Chad targeted his eyes. Simple movements of his head caused all the arrows to either miss the wolf man entirely or break against his helmet. Tiona roared as she swung her sword with both hands, catching the wolf man in the small of his back. He only stumbled forward, regaining his footing and turning to join the duel Tiona was offering. The huge sword flicked out, and it took all of Tiona's skill to deflect the blow, the force still causing her to stumble backward. She dodged the next two swings without trying to match strength with the beast. Locking eyes with Joe for a moment, she nodded slightly and charged forward. Joe channeled his shadow spike, the spike appearing at the wolfman's lower back just as an arrow impacted the back of his knee, causing it to buckle. Tiona's charge slammed the off-balance wolfman into the spike, but to Joe's horror, the armor held. Guess re-entered the fray at that moment, and her daggers bashed the wolf just hard enough for the armor to give way with a squeal. The tip of the channeled spike slid into the humanoid slowly, the wolf not able to recover his balance as Tiona and Guess dodged his frantic attacks and applied their own. With a sickening squelch, the spike exited the front of the wolf and was stopped by the undamaged breastplate. The warrior struggled valiantly for a few more moments before falling to the ground as Joe ran out of mana. It twitched a few times, then lay still. Joe dropped to the ground, gasping, as his body slowly began regenerating his fully depleted power. Through his breaths, he looked with great curiosity at the new notifications that were allowed to appear. Quest complete. Territory dispute. Rounds survived, 5 out of 5. Experience increased by 50%. 25% bonus for being the first to find this event, 25% bonus for completing it on the first attempt. Experience, 2,000. Item gained. Class-specific item box. This small treasure box holds an item only useful to you or someone with the same class as you. Guard it well. Joe slowly sat up as he felt his body starting to recover from the intense battle. Everyone was sitting, faces and bodies covered in dirt, blood, and sweat. He muttered, "I bet we all have the stinky debuff right now." For some reason, the others seemed to think this comment was hilarious and started chuckling. In a moment, the chuckles turned to full-on laughter. They slowly stood, aching all over, and began to loot the bodies. Most of the clothes were tattered rags, but the leather armor and metal weapons could be sold for a fairly good price. The real prize was the heavy metal armor worn by the Wolfman elite. They stripped the gear off of him, ignoring the horrid stench coming from his ruptured organs. When the team found that they couldn't carry both the armor and the loot, Joe decided to tell the others about his new spatial ring. There were a few twitching eyes, but no one said anything as he stored the thick armor in the ring. "It's totally full right now," Joe explained as Tiona asked him to put the other loot in the ring. "It's not a huge capacity. Really, just enough for all my spell components and, well, a set of armor, I guess."
"What?"
Guess looked over at them.
"I said I guess. I wasn't calling you." Joe rolled his eyes.
"Ah." Guess went back to watching for danger.
"All right,"
Tiona sighed heavily.
"You know, the more you hide stuff like this from us, the less likely it is that we can fully trust you."
"I wasn't hiding it, really." Joe felt a bit upset about her assertion. "You just can't really use it, so there was no reason for me to bring it up. It would just seem like I was bragging."
Tiona looked away, then addressed the others.
"Good job today. Check to see if Dylan dropped anything, and let's get the heck out of here. I'm totally beat right now."
They set out for town,
and Joe checked the other notifications that had been blinking in the corner of his vision.
Experience, 496. Combination of multiple creatures. See full listing? Yes or no?
Joe selected no. He knew what monsters he had fought today. He didn't need to go over it again. It was only early afternoon when they approached the gates, but it felt like it had been a week. He was indescribably interested in the class item box that he was carrying in his storage ring, but he couldn't open it for fear of the others finding out what it contained. What if it shouted, "Ritualist class item," when he opened it? Sure, it was unlikely, but games had done stranger things in the past. The trail back was quite the trudge with how exhausted they all were, but the thoughts of a relaxing bath and a hot meal were a powerful draw. Joe's need to maintain a fairly slow pace made the others huff with annoyance by the time they were halfway back. At this point, Chad and Guess started playing tag in the trees, jumping from branch to branch with the excellent agility their class afforded them. Tiona would get a bit ahead of Joe, then do push-ups until he was past her. Joe's face soured when she would run past him and try to beat her previous record. Now he was missing the slow, stealthy pace they needed to use when going through hostile territory. Never had Joe been so happy to see the city gates. He ignored the others in his team, and they laughed at his aloof countenance as the party disbanded. Waving at each other, they went their separate ways. Even Joe muttered a fond farewell, knowing that they were only teasing him to ease the tension of the day. He skidded to a stop as he remembered that he was carrying the armor they intended to gift to Dylan. Looking around frantically, he saw that the others were gone. They must have forgotten about the armor and the repairs it needed. He rolled his eyes, knowing that he needed to take care of this before starting to relax. Joe walked into the trade district and was surprised with how long it took to find directions to a reputable armorsmith. The characteristic sound of metal on metal and tear-inducing smoke from the forge was nowhere to be found. Worried that the smithy in the area would only be a storefront, he was much relieved to walk in and see a man pounding soundlessly on an anvil. "Hello, I have some armor that I need work on." There was no response to Joe's words. The man just kept hammering away. Getting a bit frustrated after repeated attempts to get the man's attention, Joe looked around and noticed a bell on the counter. He went over and rang it, and the man at the anvil looked up with a startled expression. Setting down the hammer and metal he was beating on, the man walked over with a neutral expression on his face.
"Yes? Sorry, there's a sound barrier in that room. Can I help?"
"No. Get out. I don't sell any kind of mage armor or weapons. In fact, I'm not a huge fan of the college. I work with metal here. I don't have anything light enough for whatever class you are supposed to be."
Joe looked down at his stick-thin body, a bit perplexed. He hadn't gotten a response like this before, and he wasn't sure how to handle the situation.
I'm not here for armor for myself."
"Oh, that's a relief."
The smith grinned and wiped his bald head. "Sorry about that. Thought you might be an undead at first. Skeleton, ghoul, or some such. Since you can talk, I'll assume you are alive."
Joe felt gobsmacked. How was he supposed to reply to casual insults like this?
"So, what do you need, brother?" The smith had a large grin on his face now. Eye twitching, Joe pulled the armor out of his ring. "I need this repaired and resized for a human-sized warrior. Is that possible?" The man looked over the gear with a critical eye, and when he got to the gaping hole, he raised an eyebrow and glanced at Joe.
"Your handiwork?"
Joe nodded, and the smith grinned.
"Nifty. Yeah, I can do it, but it'll be a couple days. Have the person in question come here so I can size it properly. Actually, why isn't he here right now?"
Well, not everyone was so lucky as to survive the process of acquiring this gear. He'll be back tomorrow, but until then, I just want to get the process started." Joe half-heartedly shrugged at the end of his explanation.
"I see."
The smith was silent for a long moment, looking at the oversized armor.
"Say,
I don't suppose you know what your friend is trying to accomplish? Class-wise, I mean. You said warrior. Can you be more specific? Heavy plate armor like this might not be the best for someone like a standard melee fighter.
Well, he is gearing himself to become a tank, a guardian of sorts. Get the attention of the enemy and keep it while we finish them off.
Joe tried to think of a better way to explain, but the smith was already wincing. Oh, he is going to... You're letting him become a... Why do people do that to themselves? A regular warrior planning to be a tank? The smith shuddered.
I can help him out a bit, perhaps. Are you certain this is his plan? I don't suppose you have some funds available you would donate to give him a better chance at survival.
The smith was looking at Joe with a gleam in his eye. Joe grumbled, but said that he might be persuaded to help his friend out. The light in the smith's eyes turned almost rabid.
Wonderful! He uses a shield, yes? Has he achieved shield mastery yet?
He has a skill called that, if I remember correctly.
Good, good. The smith started to gather the armor. Well, I'll add in the adjustments after I get him measured. He will be so happy. I'll make sure to tell him it is a gift from you.
The smith wrote down a sum on a slate and left it on the counter.
I'll need this much money. Thanks in advance.
Joe looked at the amount on the board, and a muffled scream reached the smith's ears just before he crossed into his magically silenced room.
There's no way I'm paying...
The smith smiled as he began his new project. It was nice to have a challenge. Chapter 24 Joe watched the smith flee, and his hands tightened around the slate. If he had been able to bring any strength to bear, it would have shattered. With a snarl, he left the room and went over to the alchemist to see if he had restocked any cores. Joe left the building 60 gold poorer, but with 2 shining gems tucked into his ring. Making his way to the bathhouse, he cleaned up, had his clothes washed, and then went to dinner. Feeling like a brand new person, Joe retreated to his small room in the barracks. Finally, it was time to see what his reward from the item box was. The small chest sat on his bed, and after a moment, he flipped the lid open. A soft golden glow filled the room, and a thin ring of metal with a long needle on one side appeared as the light faded. Joe touched and tried to inspect the item. Perception check succeeded. Item gained. Titanium taglock needle. Class item. Similar to taglock kits used by witches in voodoo magic, this is a reusable weapon augment designed to draw blood for rituals. One ritual can be bound to the needle, set to activate when blood is drawn. Stats, 80% armor penetration, adds 1 point of physical damage. Item type, augment. Rarity, rare. Durability, 1,000 out of 1,000. That was way more information than he had ever been able to see before. Thinking of the item's uses, Joe wasn't sure how to react at first. He didn't have any combat-related rituals, but he could certainly see how this could be useful in the future. Plus, an extra point of damage meant that he would effectively double his damage when hitting rabbits. The thought made him smile. He didn't actually think that was the best use for it, especially with 80% armor penetration. If he aimed for a weak point when someone was in plate armor, he could likely draw blood. Then, if he had the right ritual, the fight should be over. The need to find more and better rituals began to overpower Joe, but sadly, he had no leads on potential locations for them. He could try the Mage's College, but he was certain that they would make demands on him that he wasn't willing to comply with. Just like any other university out there, they would try to charge him an arm and a leg, force him to participate in courses he didn't need, and essentially pledge loyalty to their ideals if he wanted to make any progress in his field of study. Joe grimaced at the thought. He had received so many calls asking for money from his old college after he graduated that he had needed to eventually get a new phone number, then change his email address and get a shredder for all of the junk mail. Reminding himself that this process was supposed to be fun, Joe shook off his morose attitude and thought about his new weapon, Augment.
Pulling out his scepter, he slid the metal band around the head of the weapon and snapped the clasp closed. A few sparkles of light appeared around the weapon, but they faded after a moment. Looking at his weapon, he had to laugh. It looked like an odd-shaped baseball bat that someone had hammered a nail through. Comparing it to the glowing weapons and magical effects he had seen, this scepter looked like something a caveman would use. Joe swung his weapon around a few times, but there was no difference that he could feel. He shrugged. He would have to use it in combat eventually. He'd just need to wait a while. He couldn't think of anything else he needed to do, so he decided to just get ready for bed. Joe stretched out, made sure his door was locked, and laid his head on his pillow. Today had been kinda rough, and his tired mind gleefully accepted the chance for rest. A few hours of snoozing soundly drifted by, but around midnight he was rudely awakened. Screams and sounds of battle began to ring out, replacing happy dreams of bashing bunnies. Joe jumped out of bed, unintentionally activating his skill, Jump Around. His body did a flip without prompting, and he landed gently on his feet, gagging from the sudden stamina drain. The blankets he had jumped out of swished and settled down, revealing a perfectly made bed. Joe did a double take at the room, but the screaming intensified, and he needed to get out there and help people. It was close to 3 in the morning, and the only light was either from fire or some form of magical effect. Only a second was needed to understand what was happening. They were under attack, not by monsters, but by people. They were wearing scarves and hoods to try and hide their faces, the style worn by only those who know they are intentionally doing wrong. Joe, even with his high perception, was having a difficult time tracking the movements of several of them, indicating that they were rogues with high stealth skills. Looking around, Joe saw that there wasn't anyone really injured. The invading force was making sure that whoever they attacked died. Making a snap decision, Joe changed his class to mage and sent a shadow spike into a warrior that was rearing back to strike a fallen guild member. The spike shot up into a delicate area, and the warrior released a high-pitched scream. Joe's fallen guild member stood up and began stabbing the warrior, so Joe felt that he could turn his attention elsewhere. He glanced around at all the shifting shadows, seeing a rogue sneaking behind a small group of defending archers. Another shadow spike appeared, but there was a secondary effect Joe hadn't expected. As the shadows cloaking the rogue were pulled to a different task, the rogue seemed to be almost ejected from the darkness that had been protecting him. He tripped and fell to the ground, a new and large hole in him. The archers saw him appear, and the man was quickly filled with various feathered shafts. Seeing the results of pulling the concealing darkness from his foes, Joe began focusing his attacks on the hidden enemies. One after another, they fell to the Wanderer's Guild, and soon, all that remained were the various warriors and archers that had broken in. They too fell swiftly, now that the guild was roused and the rogues causing chaos were defeated. A-10 stalked over to a body, pulled off the mask, and tisked.
"These are headshots, goons. Looks like the hardcores want another taste of pain. Spymaster, find where they are holed up."
A-10 looked around at the expectant faces and shouted,
"Who comes for the Wanderers?" "The strongest, the best, we kill all the rest," a few of the guild members finished the chant that was becoming their guild motto.
Joe had changed his class back to cleric by this point and made his way around to the few injured people in the room. When he finished, he looked over the flashing notifications he had been ignoring.
Skill increased. Shadow spike. Novice 3. Playing with darkness is paying dividends. No experience has been awarded for killing travelers, but as several of them had red names, they may drop money or gear. If they had removed all items before launching an unprovoked attack, money or items will appear, taken from their bank account. Eternia does not recommend attacking other players. Your guild has successfully held off an invading force that was attempting to assassinate your members. Due to your guild's high reputation with the guards of Ardania, if all the enemies slain were from the guild hardcores, the city will launch an investigation into their activities. Depending on the results of this investigation,
Members of the guild hardcores may lose reputation, serve jail time, or have heavy fines levied against them.
The guards are getting involved.
Holy crap, look at that message! They're making the game mad with their shenanigans!
About time. I need to be able to play the max amount I can. I quit work and am living off this game right now.
A familiar voice mentioned. Joe perked up when he heard the last comment. Looking over, Joe saw that it was Tara who had spoken. He nodded. It made perfect sense that she could already live off her earnings. As the only battle mage, she made a good cut of any money found. As a guild officer, she earned a monthly stipend from the guild to play as much as possible. After ensuring there was no one else needing his services, Joe returned to bed. The next morning, or later that day, depending on how you thought about it, Joe went to meet with Dylan after he respawned. He found him staring into a coffee cup, armor in tatters, and seeming to be a bit worse for wear.
Morning, Dylan. Doing all right?
Huh?
Oh. Dylan seemed startled to be spoken to, and when his eyes met Joe's, he had to look away.
Yeah, I'm good. Sucked to lose experience, but finishing the quests puts me ahead by a good margin. Got a nice little class item box, too.
Look, Joe, I normally don't mind being a tank. In other games, it is kinda whatever, you know? Here, though, I don't think I can't...
Hang on, buddy. Joe gripped his friend's arm. In that moment, he knew he would pay whatever was needed for his teammate to have the protection he needed.
I've got a present for you. Come with me.
Dylan seemed to struggle internally for a moment, but sighed and followed. They made their way to the smith, and Joe introduced his friend to the money-grubbing scumbag, that is, the smith who was going to fix up the armor and resize it. The smith looked Dylan up and down, nodding the whole time.
Now we're talking. Someone who can use proper gear. I hear you are walking the path of a defender. Is this true?
I'm trying. It's hard. I get hurt every single time.
Dylan looked at the ground, clenching his fists. Something shifted in the smith's eyes and approval shone through.
Yet you continue to go with and protect them. Admirable. Not many can devote themselves to protecting others over their own well-being. Most warriors will go and fight, leaving their team to their own devices. I think you are someone I can really work with. Are you willing to devote yourself to the safety of others?
I want to. It just hurts so much.
Dylan whispered as he continued his staring contest with the ground.
An honest answer. Even better.
The smith put a massive hand under Dylan's face and lifted his head so they could see each other.
I can give you the tools you need. Just tell me you will do your best to protect those in your care.
Dylan gulped and nodded.
I will. I always do.
A message appeared in front of Joe, making him stumble backward. He growled. Outside of combat and stressful situations, these messages were invasive, annoying, and were supposed to be blocked. Then he saw the content of the notification and smiled.
Requirements for hidden class found. After suffering for his team, Dylan had reached a crossroads. Thanks to your direct actions, he has devoted himself to the protection of others and gained the hidden basic class Bulwark, Rare. For finding hidden information, your deity has granted you 150 experience.
Dylan was staring into space, the look someone got when checking notifications or their status. He blinked after a few moments and cracked the first smile Joe had seen from him today. The smith took a few measurements and told them to come back in an hour. Apparently, he would rush a job for a client who would use his work properly. Dylan looked over to Joe.
Did you know he would offer me a new class?
No. I only came here so you could get measurements taken, Joe answered truthfully. Can you tell me anything about your class?
Dylan got a faraway look again.
huge bonus to defense, great knockback resistance, and I can use shields to attack without the normal penalties. I got a new skill right away. It's called Stand Behind Me. Lets me move at triple my normal speed to get in front of a party member and block an attack. Also, the smith told me he knows what I need for progression, all the way to the third tier. I'll just need to prove that I'm using my abilities to protect others and do some work for him.
That's seriously awesome, man,
Joe enthusiastically congratulated him. They talked for a bit longer, deciding to just wait the hour instead of leaving and coming back. When the smith entered the room again, Dylan seemed to tense up. The newly minted bulwark almost seemed ready to hyperventilate when his new armor was handed over, the smith instructing him to equip it. He calmed down quickly after the armor was on, and a huge grin appeared.
Joe! This armor is a class item now. It's only missing two pieces, and it'll be a full set. I will have set armor!
Set armor was gear that was made to work together perfectly, complementing all the other pieces. A full set was often better than having a couple of amazing pieces because a full set usually came with a large bonus.
Well, if you want a full set, you are going to need to put these on.
The smith grinned as he pulled two large shields out from behind the counter. Handing them over, he grinned at the look on Dylan's face.
Two shields? How am I supposed to fight?
Dylan equipped them, a wide smile stretching his face as the metal implements appeared on each arm. His question was answered by the spikes on the front of the shields.
If you push them together, they link kinda like magnets. Then you jab the bottoms into the ground, and you can pretend to be a wall.
The smith seemed pleased at the reaction he was getting.
Look at the bonus you get for having all the set equipped.
I think you'll like it.
Increased defense, halved movement and weight penalties, and...
Dylan paused, then tears filled his eyes.
35%? Numbing? Joe! This armor makes it so that I don't feel the pain!
As much pain, the smith warned carefully.
Yeah, that!
Dylan started back to the barracks.
Let's get going! I have wolfmen to get revenge on!
Joe started to follow, but a loud cough brought his attention to the smith.
Forgetting something?
Ah, yes. Here's the banknotes.
Make sure he never knows about this, all right? Joe dropped a sizable stack of banknotes on the table, and the smith nodded at him gravely.
It's a good man who returns a warrior's will to fight. In the future, you'll get a discount here.
The smith turned and walked away, and soon, soundless hammer blows were raining down on an ingot of some kind.
Charisma plus one. 10% discount gained at Masterwork Metals.
Joe had 14 points in charisma, and therefore was now 14% more charismatic than the average person. He liked the thought of that. Turning, he made his way back to his team.
Chapter 25.
Let's do this!
Dylan slammed his fists together, sparks flying as his metal gauntlets connected.
I want to get out there and show those mangy, stinking wolfmen who they're messing with!
The party was passing through fox territory, and while the foxes were avoiding everyone else, they seemed to be eyeing Joe hungrily. It might just be his imagination. Still, he moved closer to the center of the party and listened to their conversation. Tiona seemed pleased with the change in Dylan's attitude.
Glad to hear it. I was thinking that this morning we would go a bit deeper into their territory. We could try and find an area where the higher-leveled ones like the warriors and mages are hanging out. Good call on asking the guards to split that quest up.
Joe grinned at that as well. Having three quests that he actually had a chance to complete in a timely manner was exciting. Joe was getting close to level 6, and the free characteristic points were calling to him like a siren song. Less than 1,000 points to go, and the possible rewards for today would go a long way toward helping him work at his long-term goals. He looked at the three quests, hoping they could finish them all in one go.
quest, scouring the scouts. The wolfman population has been growing quickly, and scouts have begun marking targets for their people to attack. Reduce their numbers. Wolfman scouts killed, 0 out of 20. Reward, experience, 500. 20 gold. Bonus available if enough are destroyed. Quest, disarming the warriors. The wolfman population has grown fast enough that their fighters have begun using weapons and armor to gain an advantage. Unfortunately, their gear is stolen from the humans they kill before being modified to fit their larger forms. Reduce their numbers. Wolfman warriors killed. 0 of 10. Reward. Experience. 1,000. 30 gold. Bonus available if enough armor and weapons are reclaimed or destroyed. Quest. Witch hunt. The wolfman population has advanced to a point where they are making connections with the deeper mysteries. Destroy any wolfman shamans you find. Wolfman shamans killed. 0 out of 5. Reward. Experience. 2,000. 50 gold. Bonus available if their magical research is reclaimed or destroyed. Joe almost started dancing when he got the quests, and he wasn't the only one. 3,500 experience, 100 gold, and possibilities for bonuses? For the others, this was a chance to make $1,000 in one fell swoop. For Joe, this was a chance to be able to get his constitution and strength high enough that he could walk at a normal pace and distance for extended periods of time. He almost fainted in delight, or maybe exhaustion from walking so far. There was a small downside to Dylan's new armor. Stealth was no longer an option. He didn't yet have any heavy armor mastery, and he couldn't get any extra bonuses, such as noise reduction, until he got the missing skill to at least beginner levels. He sounded like a forge, each step clanging and clattering. His shields also tended to bounce off his legs as he walked, causing Guess and Chad's eyes to twitch every few seconds as the metal squealed. When they entered wolf territory, they began drawing attacks every few minutes.
"I love this armor!"
Dylan bellowed as yet another wolf staggered backward from a concussive blow to the head. Two wolves used his apparent inattention to leap at him, but he only laughed and put the shields together, letting the animals bounce off the spiked surface. He had found that he had great abilities with stunning, staggering, and enraging enemies, but dealt very little actual damage. He didn't seem to mind, and simply had great fun taunting his enemies and not feeling pain as they crashed into the wall of metal that was his body.
"Dire wolf? More like dying wolf!"
"Oh no," Guess mechanically spoke as she dug her blades into a wolf's neck. He got his sense of humor back.
"That was a joke? I thought you'd just taken a blow to the head," Chad chipped in wryly.
"A little of this, a little of that,"
Tiona quipped with a smile at the bulwark. He didn't seem to mind their teasing, and was usually quick to return any verbal barbs. Right now, he just seemed to be enjoying himself.
"More! Let's see what level they need to be to do damage to me under this gear!"
Dylan clanked forward, deeper into unexplored territory. The others looked at Tiona, who shrugged and nodded.
"You heard the man. Let's knock out these quests."
The group cheered and strolled forward. Dylan hadn't gotten too far, the weight of his armor allowing even Joe to keep pace without issue. When Chad made one joke too many about the slow pace, Dylan replied haughtily,
"Pretty soon I'll have heavy armor mastery, and I'll be able to jog at your running speed. As if..."
Chad sprinted forward, vanishing into the forest in an instant.
"Think before you speak, you tin can!"
"I'll get..."
Dylan roared but stopped suddenly as Chad came flying back with a worried expression on his face.
"What's wrong?" "I found a trail. There are wolfmen patrolling it pretty heavily. There is a group coming now, 3 scouts and 2 warriors. From the looks of things, we just missed another patrol. If this is the norm, we will only have a few minutes to off this group before another is here."
Dylan looked to Tiona.
"Fight or flee?"
This isn't making sense,
Tiona said with a growl.
We haven't seen any scouts yet today, and suddenly we run into them and warriors, which we only found for the first time yesterday?
Tiona!
Fine! We fight!
Tiona's sword was instantly in her hand.
Battle formation! We'll hit them as soon as they start to pass us. Guess, can you get across the trail and start backstabbing as soon as their eyes are on us?
Heh. They looked around, but couldn't see the source of the monotone chuckle.
That better be a yes.
Tiona hissed into the empty air, followed by a sullen mutter.
I hate rogues.
At this point, the Wolfman patrol was reaching detection range, so everyone stopped speaking and moving. The scouts seemed to be alerted already, their ears twitching in all directions as they padded forward on silent paws. When the first two were past the humans who were hiding just off the beaten path, Tiona exploded forward and aimed a brutal chop at the third scout. As a testament to his reflexes, the beast wasn't beheaded instantly, but still gained a deep gash across his chest and neck that promised a swift death nonetheless. As one of the warriors began to howl, possibly attempting to bring reinforcements, Chad accurately placed an arrow in the unprotected muscle where his neck and shoulder joined. Instead of a howl, only a pained yelp sounded. The scouts were using their javelins to fend off Tiona and the lumbering Dylan, but Dylan only laughed at their attempts as he barreled forward and let the thin weapons shatter on his thick gear. Tiona used the distraction to move forward with perfect form, her sword dancing through the air. The wounded warrior shuddered and fell, revealing Guess and her blood-dripping daggers behind him. Two scouts and a warrior having fallen already, the final scout turned and ran while the warrior tried to keep the focus of the battle on himself. He was obviously playing for time, hoping for reinforcements. Joe was determined that no wolf would turn the battle against them, and he snarled as he directed his spell. The sprinting being was at the outer range of his spell, but his speed was his undoing as a spike appeared in his path. The wolfman coughed blood as he impaled himself, and an instant later, an arrow severed his brainstem as Chad landed a critical hit. The warrior, seeing his chance for life vanishing, snarled and charged Dylan. He began to glow red as a berserker rage overcame him. His sword whistled through the air, and Dylan struggled to keep up as the blows rained down. The others moved to help, but he stopped them.
Gotta! Clang! Get! Clang! Used to this! Clang, clang!
The warrior grabbed his sword with both hands and swung in a heavy overhand chop. Dylan lunged forward and interrupted the attack with a shield bash to the abdomen. The warrior fell to the ground, and Dylan nodded to Tiona. She stepped forward, sinking her sword into the prone target.
Quests updated. Scouring the scouts. Wolfman scouts killed. 3 out of 20. Disarming the warriors. Wolfman warriors killed. 2 out of 10.
Joe wondered where his experience notification was for a moment before remembering that he had set most notifications to only show in a safe zone or when he brought them up. He looked at the mess they had made on the path and made an oops sound.
I don't think the next patrol will miss this when they come along.
Yeah, especially with their enhanced senses. I can smell the blood.
Tiona looked at the gore and made a decision.
Right. We did good work here. Let's start going down the path towards any patrols that are coming. Chad, Guess, which of you wants to scout ahead? I liked how our ambush went. Let's keep it up.
I'll go, Chad volunteered easily. I'm trying to get my tracking and spotting skill up anyway. Might as well get started here.
He waved and trotted down the path.
See you in a few.
All right, team. From here on out, it is going to be a heavy grind.
Tiona motioned for everyone to walk as she talked.
We expect the patrols to be about 5 minutes walk apart. Scouts use javelins and bows. The warriors are armed and armored. If we can't ambush them, make sure to focus on cutting down the scouts first. They are using poisoned weapons, after all, and the warriors will have a harder time escaping us.
As she finished her speech,
Chad came bounding out of the tree line.
Next patrol, 500 feet out.
Off the path,
Tiona hissed as she slid into the foliage. They all made it before the next patrol was in sight, though Dylan did have a hard time walking off the hard-packed dirt. His feet sunk into the earth with each step, and he wobbled as he moved. Falling silent, they waited for their foes to appear. It took longer than they thought it would, because apparently the wolves had either heard something or were getting a bad feeling. One of the scouts was lagging behind by almost 15 feet, obviously poised to run if there was a problem. Tiona elbowed Joe, pointed at the scout, and gave him a meaningful look. Joe nodded, stretched his hand toward the scout, and started casting his attack spell. Tiona launched into the mass of wolfmen just as the shadow spike impaled the trailing scout through its calf. Leaping from soft ground wasn't ideal for an ambush, but she still managed to inflict some light wounds on the wolfmen before they could mount a proper defense. This group only had one warrior in it, but he was well on his way to becoming an elite if the amount of metal he carried was any indication. Dylan's eyes were locked on this enemy, and he strolled forward with a challenging shout at the beast. The warrior was perfectly happy to have an opponent decided for him, and he rushed the bulwark with his cleaver held high. Dylan blocked his blows, too heavy to dodge them, and punched out the warrior over and over with his shields. Joe's first target had collapsed to the ground, falling dead from the accumulated damage of the rapidly cast spell. 30 damage per use was no joke. Another scout had gotten into an arrow battle with Chad, both of them dodging and spinning as they launched projectiles back and forth. Chad was the first to stumble, and an arrow slid into his gut, luckily heavily slowed by his thick leather armor. He grunted, and the scout stopped moving to see if the fight was over. It was his last mistake, as Chad used the moment to launch a precision shot, and the resulting critical hit slew the anthropomorphic wolf. Guess dropped from a branch, landing on the shoulders of one of the scouts who was using a javelin. As his knees buckled, Guess slammed her daggers into either side of his neck and severed both jugulars. She did a backflip off the scout as a geyser of blood exploded into the air.
Whoa, who?
She paused for a moment.
That's somewhat less fun to say when it is in a monotone.
Tiona had finished off her target and was standing and glaring at Dylan as he fought the warrior. Dylan's new armor was gaining some fresh dents, but the two were fairly evenly matched. The human couldn't deal much damage due to using a weapon designed for defending, and the wolfman could do little damage due to Dylan's high defense. Joe looked at them, then Tiona.
Shouldn't we help him?
Shouldn't he have listened when I told him to focus on the scouts first?
She crossed her arms and waited to move until the wolfman's cleaver bounced off Dylan's helmet, causing him to stumble. Then she darted forward, sheathing her sword in the warrior's abdomen as he reared back for a finishing blow. As the last enemy fell, Tiona whirled on Dylan.
We are doing a grind here, Dylan. I know you are pissed off at the warriors, but you need to follow my orders out here. We are going for efficient quest clearing, not a cathartic exchange of blows. If you need to hit something to work off your anger, take a job at a smithy and beat on metal. You good?
Dylan blearily nodded his head as Joe topped off his health. Joe hadn't been neglecting his duties. Chad was already cured of his poisoning as well as being at full health. Dylan shrugged.
Sorry, I got a bit overexcited.
Don't do it again. If we finish these quests today, that's half of this month's game pod fee. We don't know how long these quests will be available. If some jerk goes and kills off the whole tribe, we're going to need to find a new income and a set of quests.
She took a deep breath.
Sorry. I'm already lagging behind on payment this month because the best score we found was the silver wolf hide. We need to step it up and really treat this as a new job. I'm not even making as much as I was at my old office.
Chad jumped in before she could get too worked up.
Well, let's not stand around here and waste time then. Let's get hunting. There is gold to be found and quests to complete.
Chapter 26 Quest complete.
scouring the scouts. Wolfman scouts killed. 20 out of 20. Experience 500. Continue destroying scouts to gain a bonus or return to town for your monetary reward. Quest updated. Disarming the warriors. Wolfman warriors killed. 9 out of 10. These notifications popped up as they finished slaying the most recent patrol. They had taken some injuries, but between Dylan's new class and Joe's healing, they had been able to continue at a good pace. Looking at his experience from the quest and the 375 gained from the creatures themselves, Joe smiled as he saw that he only needed 112 points to reach the next level. Chad waved and ran off to find the next patrol while the others slowly moved down the currently clear path.
I wouldn't normally ask, but since we are both in pods...
Joe's voice trailed off as Tiona raised an eyebrow. What did you do for work before you started playing?
Huh? I thought that was going a different direction.
Tiona winked at Joe, and a bit of color entered his cheeks.
You're going to laugh.
No, I won't, Joe promised as he thought of a way to tease her in return.
It's ironic, but I was a party planner.
Tiona's words made the others grin.
I left that behind because I didn't like the outside stress. Other people changing their minds about massively expensive billable items, the drama, it just got to be too much.
From a party planner to a party leader, Guest smiled at her. That is ironic.
Yeah, yeah.
Tiona stuck her tongue out at Guess.
Still, it was interesting. This is better for my sanity, though.
Getting chewed on by wolves and having poisoned arrows stuck in you is better for your sanity?
Dylan quipped in a serious tone.
Well, the game literally is better for my sanity.
Tiona chuckled, then looked around at the confused faces.
You all didn't read the fine print? Maybe it is just the pods that have that function. No, I'm pretty sure...
What are you talking about?
Dylan prodded her as she trailed off.
The pods balance your brain chemistry. Like, perfectly over time. Why did you think this game is so expensive to play every month if you are in a pod? It's been proven to essentially reset your brain. Depression? Gone in 2 months. No drugs needed ever again unless you let yourself go.
Tiona's eyes were bright as she remembered the controversy this system had generated.
Autism? Well, that is caused by your brain chemistry being out of whack. The first patient was cured and reintroduced to society after a year during trials. No scientist can explain it, and since the game's makers aren't advertising this game as a cure for mental disorders, they don't need to explain themselves or release their data to groups like the FDA.
So, that is why the pods are on back order for a year?
Dylan sounded incredulous.
I was lucky to even get an updated helmet!
Yep. The pods are getting filled up with sick people, and they are often getting preference. No one knows why. They just assume that President Musk is trying yet another way to save humanity. I know the helmet has a similar effect. I think it's just slower. Oh, crap.
Tiona pointed ahead.
We talked too much. Patrol incoming. Where's Chad?
Chad!
No answering reply came as Dylan shouted.
Damn! I'll draw their attention. Get ready!
The group coming toward them was significantly more dangerous than anything else they had fought today. There were 4 heavily armed and armored warriors and 1 unknown wolfman covered in both bones and leather that Joe assumed to be a mage of some kind. A shaman, possibly?
This is what they were looking for.
Dylan bumped his fists together and did what he could to draw attention as Guest slipped into the shadow of some nearby trees. Tiona glanced at Joe.
Joe, take out the unknown if you can.
Joe nodded and started making gestures. As the unit raised their weapons in the final charge, an inky black spike shot out of the ground toward the shaman.
Dong!
The spike slammed into a field of energy that seemed to appear from nowhere. As the spike shattered, the shaman's eyes locked on Joe, and he shouted. The other wolfmen then turned their hard gaze on Joe, and their speed increased.
Joe's face paled.
Uh-oh.
Dylan didn't take too well to being ignored by